Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, and welcome to Hope for Today. We are privileged to be here with you, and we are so glad you have joined us. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 23 other major languages. And each week, many people like you tune in for spiritual encouragement and blessing. If you've been listening regularly, you know that we are currently studying the Gospel of John. Today, the title is How to Experience God. Before we get into today's lesson with J. Mark, I want to share two verses with you as we think about experiencing God. The first verse is Hebrews 11:6. It says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." This verse tells us we must believe that God is. There are some who cannot get beyond this part. They say, "I can't believe there is a God." This is unfortunate because then they will never be able to know God and experience him. I want to clarify, denying God's existence is not the same as doubting his power or his goodness. Most people have gone through a hard time where we question God. This is not the same as declaring, "There is no God." Thankfully, God is patient and merciful toward us in either situation. The second verse is Ecclesiastes 3:11. It says, "God has put eternity in their hearts." This verse applies to all people. I love how the Bible is not limited to a specific time or a certain culture. The truth from Scripture is for people everywhere, all the time. Now, this phrase, "eternity in our hearts," explains a reality many of us have experienced. We long for things eternal. Life here on earth can be good, and we thank God for all the good things we have. But at the same time, things can be very hard. We have diseases, and there is death. When we experience these things, we long for a better place. We want to live. We want to live where there is no death, where there is no disease, where sin has not tarnished a thing. You see, I think this is eternity in our hearts. We were created for more than life on this earth. God put that in us so we don't become satisfied here. So, in the good times and the hard times, we are walking with God and worshiping him. And this is how we experience God. We look forward to hearing from J. Mark as he teaches us more about experiencing God.
Many people long to know God, but where can he be found? Is God real, or is he just an idea? Perhaps even an idea for an escape from reality. I'm glad to tell you, God is real. We can see the facts about God all around us. The Apostle Paul, in writing his letter to the Romans, told them, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. That verse tells us that God has not left himself without evidence of the fact that he is real. So much so that the apostle argued that the invisible things we understand by the things that we can see. So I want to talk about how to experience God. When God created the first man, Adam, the Bible tells us that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. The Bible further tells us that when God created Adam, he created him in his image and likeness, that is, the image and likeness of God. So that means that the first man, Adam, was able to have fellowship with God. And it means something else, too. It means that every child of Adam, that is, every human being, has been born with the capacity to have fellowship with God. And that is why every person, deep within them, has a longing for God. Even those people who claim to be atheists, by the very fact that they deny God, admit that He exists. Every effort to get rid of the idea of God proves that person thinks God must exist after all. He is there. He must exist, or there is no need to try to get rid of Him. That restlessness in the human spirit can be changed to an experience with God. A great African bishop of the church many, many years ago made this statement, "Our souls are restless until they find their rest in Thee." And he was speaking about the true God. And so from the words of Jesus in John chapter 14 and verses 7 to 12, we learn how to experience God. Listen as I read. Jesus said, "If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you do know him, and have seen him." Philip said unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." When we really desire to experience God, we must accept the certainties which are set forth in this text. We must first accept as certain the universal search. Jesus made an affirmation when he said, "If you had known me, you should have known my Father." Here is a direct route or a direct line from Jesus to God. He made it positively clear that this is the route you must take if you want to experience God. And then Philip raised the question that all of us face when he said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us." The very fact that Philip would make this statement proves there is what I have called a God echo in the soul of every human being. Because you and I are like Philip, we would like so much to see God if somehow he would only make his appearance. I remember reading how when Moses was on the mountain with God, he had the same problem. He said to the Lord, "Show me your face." But God said, "No, I can't do that. You cannot see my face." There is that certainty of the universal search. It proves that there is a God echo in the soul of every human being. Don't you agree? The real search is to experience God. And then we must also accept as certain the unusual statement. Jesus, first of all, established a condition as he replied to Philip with these words, "Have I been so long time with you, and you have not known me, Philip?" You see, Philip had overlooked the evidence. It was right there. He was associated with the evidence. It should have been clear to him. So Jesus wondered why Philip had not been able to understand this. Jesus was there, he was present, and Philip had seen him. Then Jesus said clearly, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." That must have been quite a rebuke to Philip. And Jesus further instructed him by saying, "You must recognize, Philip, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." This brings me to the truth that belief goes beyond mere flesh or mere sight. Philip saw a man in the flesh. He should have been able to see beyond that and to see that Jesus was actually God in the flesh. Jesus went on to say, "The works that I do and the words that I speak are the works and the words of the Father who dwells in me." Yes, there is another certainty here. God unity is a necessary fact. Now I will freely say, my friend, that this idea is very difficult to understand just in our minds. But Jesus made it clear to Philip, the way to experience God is to accept the unusual statement that Jesus made of the unity between him and God. And then finally, we accept as certain the unqualified situation. Jesus placed the foundation for this certainty in these words. He said, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me." If that is more than you can do, he went on to say, "Believe me for the very work's sake." To experience God, there is no escape from believing in Jesus. This is the unqualified situation. And many people would like to sidestep it or bypass it, but that's impossible. You can't do it. If you want to experience God, then here is what Jesus said must be. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The realization of this unqualified situation becomes clearer as we listen when Jesus also said, "He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." One who believes in Jesus will be doing the same kind of works that Jesus did, and even go beyond the works that he did. Right now, I am talking with you in a way that Jesus could not do when he was here on earth. I'm coming to you by way of your radio, and you are listening. Praise God. We are having fellowship together in the words of God, the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "He that believes on me will do greater works than I do, because I go to my Father." Yes, my friend, to experience God, you must realize that there is a God echo in every soul, that there is a God unity between Father and Son, and that there is a God connection between God and us. There is a longing in the human soul for God. To experience him, you must consent to these certainties, the universal search, the unusual statement, and the unqualified situation. These are certainties which are appropriated by faith. So I urge you, take that step of faith now, my friend. Reach out and receive them. Know what that God echo means in your soul, what that God unity means between Father and Son, and what that God connection can mean between God and you.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.